custom screen.
We talked about the different layers of the screens, okay? We talked about the different layers and what they were made up of and stuff. Again, the protective coating, there was no, they didn't say what it was. It's just some kind of clear coat that protects it from scratches. We talked about reflective layers, calcium tungstate, we need it. Rare, we don't, because it's so efficient.
On Friday, you said something about screen characteristics.
The screen characteristics are that, is that box.
You're just talking about on the
223 box 15-3.
Oh, okay.
That are not controlled by the radiologic technologists. We can choose the screen we want, but the makeup of the screens we use will work here, basically. And this is composition, thickness, reflective layer, dye, crystal size, and concentration. Basically, I mean, any increase in any of those, you have an increase in speed. Okay? If you go up in speed, you lose a little resolution or detail. Alright? Good picture. Alright. Characteristics are determined by these phosphor size, concentration, and thickness. We talked about the difference between phosphorescence and fluorescence. Okay, look that over. Luminescence is the big term, right? Luminescence. Light given off after stimulation. And it doesn't have to be X-ray. When we go into fluoro, they're stimulated by fast-moving electrons. Can also hit the phosphor and light given off. What was another term that they used for phosphorescence? We're going to go over another.
Afterglow.
Another one I want to give you is screen glass.
Okay.
Is that in the book?
Yeah. 21.
I did not emphasize that. Phosphorescence is afterglow, which we don't want, and it's also called screen lag. Screen lag. Okay. Hopefully your two colleagues that are not here today get together with one of you. It is your responsibility for what you missed. Okay? Lecture material. I know. Reinventing the wheel there. Okay. Screen lag. Phosphorescence afterglow screen lag. Okay. Sensitivity and speed are the same, are they not? Okay? This IF, this intensification factor we talked about, it's really dealing with and talking about screen speeds. Okay? Screen speeds. We put high speed in the Bucky, we would never put a detailed slow speed screen or cassette in the Bucky because it's overkill. Just that would be more patient dose. Well, that's what I was going to show you. I was going to still show you. Did I show you axial views of a shoulder with different techniques and how they look? Or I want to show you this. Oh, wait a minute. They're right here. My subconscious is better than my conscious. I have a movement better. I want to show you some things. That's like when you drive home and your car goes on autopilot. You don't remember the last 5 miles you drove. You just instinctively go down a certain path. Yeah. DQE, of course. Detectum, quantum, efficiency. One word definition, absorption. Okay? DQE, absorption. Detectum, quantum, efficiency. How well do they absorb? CE, conversion efficiency.
What do we really know about
that? Basically, rare earth convert 4 times more than calcium tungstate. Okay? We want absorption of the X-rays, and then we want conversion to light. Okay? Again, fluid rush. If I can't get in your door, I can't sail my brushes. Okay? That's like a salesman. person you're trying to sell to doesn't want to listen to you, they shut you off. You know what frustrates me that I need to work on is people's names. People come up and they say their name, it's totally gone. I'm thinking about something else. You need to reiterate it, you know?
No, you need to say their name. So, John, what do you think about the weather?
Yeah, to reemphasize it, to try to get it in. Because I never, unless, you know, there's some kind of, you know what I mean? First names. There is one on here, the formula for CE, and I didn't go over that. Where is that in the book? Formula for conversion efficiency.
223.
223? Let's look at that.
Right hand column.
Because it has the TQE, and then right under that it has the CD. Is that CD? Oh, okay.
Oh, there it is. CD?
Yeah, is that
wrong? That's a mistake. Okay. There should be CE.
Compact disc?
Yeah. I did not emphasize that. Okay, look at those. DQE, number of x-rays absorbed over the number of instant x-rays. DQE, when that word absorbed, okay, that makes sense. Conversion efficiency, CE, CD, that's pretty funny. CE, emitted light over x-rays absorbed times 100. Okay. Put a note on that in the last one.
Make
sure. 223, right? 223, orange box. Make sure you look at that.
How are we supposed to know what the number of incident x-rays are in exposure?
We'd have to have some kind of meter, some kind of x-ray reading.
So if they're going to give us a problem, we're going to have to factor this out. They would have
I'm
to
not
going to
have you do that. They won't do that on the national boards.
Okay.
It's going to be very little math. It's all theory. We do this to this, what happens? Isotropically, what does that mean?
X-ray.
I think it's a magnification of the light.
That's up in the
molecular level. X-rays hit the phosphor and light is given off isotropically. What does that mean? In all in directions, same intensity in all directions. Okay, isotropic. And that's why a reflective layer helps redirect that light towards the film. Okay, isotropically in all different directions. You radiate isotropically. Use that in your next social gathering.
Are you talking about a black?
Is the test going to be multiple choice or fill in the blanks?
Multiple choice. Why do they put dye in the phosphor? Yeah, it increases image blur. It does absorb a little bit. It slows it down a little bit. But it reduces that light that's given off in all different directions. Okay?
What did you say about
that? Why do they put dye in the phosphor makeup? It reduces a little bit of image blur. It absorbs a little bit of that light that's given off in all different directions. Does it slow it down a little? In theory, yes. But not marginal. Okay. What's the purpose of the dye? To reduce some of that image blur, to reduce some of that light that are just going off in all different directions.
And the book says it improves spatial resolution.
Yes.
Okay.
So what's the most important thing to understand?
It absorbs a little bit of the light. It helps a little bit with resolution. Does it slow it down a little bit? Yes.
Okay,
but it helps a little bit of resolution.
Okay.
It's a little more improved resolution. Here's one question I didn't get. High-speed detail screen can give you what kind of line curves per millimeter resolution?
Better.
Find that in the book.
Give
you more.
I know that.
A slow-speed screen will give you higher LP per mm. Because we know the greater the line curves per millimeter, the greater the resolution. Okay. Yell that out.
No, that's direct exposure. That's just x-rays.
Okay, but
But line speed for fine detail is 15.
Okay. For fine detail is 15 line pairs per million.
What page
is was it for direct?
Direct,
which
is 15.
We don't do. Okay, direct was just no screens at all. Fine detail was 15. Do they give high speed?
No.
They don't. Okay. What they're saying is detail fine screens would give you as high as 15 line pairs per millimeter. That's phenomenal.
So the unaided eye can resolve about 10 line pairs.
See, that's the thing. We can only see 10, and yet it could be 15. That's like fluoroscopy. When I was at Maryville before I came here 10 years ago, it'll be 10 years, September 8th, I can't believe it. 10 years ago. They increased and upgraded all the digital equipment to digital in 91. No, 97. Before that. But they didn't upgrade the monitors. Here you have this $5,000 stereo, you got $50 speakers. Analogy. You understand?
It sounds like $50. $50,000 computer and $50.
It's the same as the CD.
We're doing cardiac cath. We're trying to see the coronary arteries on the monitor. My graphics card is 60 and good enough. Plus, I didn't have to wait until the CD results are $45.
No.
Now,
that's what they're doing in surgery.
Yeah, that's what they do now. That's what they did. Yeah. Fluoroscopy units, you know, you can see good resolution, but the TV monitor is always the weakest link. We'll talk about that down the road. Okay. What percentage of the image is produced by light photons versus X-rays? Yeah, 99% of the image is produced by light photons. That's 1% of the screens. Okay? That's why we have such a strong model. Yeah? 99% of the image. It's so incredible that we discovered X-rays by accident. It's very inefficient, less than 1%. The only reason we get an image on the film is because of a contaminant. And here it is, screens and all this other stuff. But it works. Really take a little luck and skill in it. Yeah. Yeah. I got all kinds of chapters on that. I like Texas Hold'em. We talked about the makeup of the cassette. We talked about radio-listen cover, radio-opaque backing to reduce backscatter. Does everybody understand what backscatter is? We just had some good stuff just now. I can't remember what it said because I had early dementia, but I said something, so make sure you don't miss any notes.
That last little paragraph. I emphasize.
Oh, line pairs per millimeter, you got that for fine detail?
Yes, you have.
High probability. I'm going to go with a nice screen. Yeah. I'm going to carry, I'm giving a test of hand press. See how easy that was back then? I'm giving that to the freshmen. And they're all panicking. Yeah. Wait until they get to Terry's class.
Yeah, that's a weird couple. We tried to tell a couple of them, and they weren't buying it.
They would just leave us. They thought we were just blown smoke up their butt. Yeah, about Terry's class. Yeah, you were telling them, wait till you get to the next semester. It's going to get, you know, you think it's bad now. It's all good. You were up for the challenge. Screens. Do they go bad? No. I mean, anything, everything wears out eventually. But screens wear out. Due to poor handling, improper handling, right? More than they don't radiation lag, they don't wear out because of radiation exposure. Now, they will degrade with time. I mean, aerial oxidation, you know, ultraviolet loss. You know, it's funny, my diploma from NAU, my program director used a felt tip pen, and it's just about gone. You know, it's like the Bill of Rights or whatever, the things they use. The lights. So his name is almost gone on my certificate.
So you said it was carbon stone.
Huh? Yeah, I know. Flintstone is like, should have happened. How often should we clean the screens? We haven't touched that.
As needed.
Yeah, I want something more.
Depends on the...
Monthly.
Where are you
guys? Routine.
Preventive maintenance. You know, painting our kitty, need a motorhead mechanic. Change oil every 3,000 miles, so you need to change the motor if you're listening. Okay? Have I done that?
I got a leak, so I just had to pour it. That's totally recycling.
Right through it.
I got
a rear main seal that I
haven't
jumped in.
Get your transmission jack out. So is the IF factor supposed to be low? That's a good thing? Or low?
Yeah.
Is that what we're shooting for?
You know, we were talking about that. And generally speaking, you'd think the higher the screen speeds, the higher the IF. But didn't we do the math and we found just the opposite?
Yeah.
You understand what I'm telling you?
Break down.
Almost. If we have to use 1,000, this is IF, the definition of IF is the amount of exposure without a screen. And we know that's always phenomenal. 50 to 100 times what we've been preaching, right? Okay? So if it's 1,000 units, or, yeah, okay? Again, that's extreme. If we have a 400 speed system, let's just say, speed system, versus 200 speed system, SS Super Sport, okay? 400 speed system.
No, it's a Shiva.
Shiva. 400 speed system versus a 200 speed system. Which one of these would have a higher IF? Well, the amount of exposure here. Let's say it's 100 rads. Okay, 100 rads. On this one, it would have to be like 200 rads, would it not?
Right.
Do you understand my madness, what I'm trying to figure out here?
No.
That's good. It makes sense that, do the math, 1,000 divided by 400 would be 2.5, right?
I am.
What's this one?
5.
So what have we just proved? The slower the screen, the higher the IF. Do you understand what we're saying there?
Okay. Yeah, but IF, that's how the transmission goes.
Yeah.
It says in the book. There you go. There you go.
Watch it.
There you go.
Okay, the relationship is the slower the speed or the faster. They're inversely related. Okay? But we know the bigger the number, the less patient goes. It is a direct relation on that. Okay? The faster the speed, we can use a lot less dose. I don't even know why I brought this up to confuse you. That's an honest answer. Okay? Should we take a deep breath in, blow it out? Okay?
It's about off.
No.
It's intensification.
It's a comparison from getting exposure with a screen and one without.
Yeah.
It's how much patient dose.
No, it has nothing to do with patient dose.
Read that part. Read that where you find that.
Speed of the radiographic intensifying screen conveys no information concerning patient dose.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
What page are you on?
Oh, okay. So it's like you just kind of know the formula for IF and you can help. Okay.
Yep.
Thank you. All right.
It also shows that the monitoring ratio is better to produce the same optical density.
All right. Why don't you guys take a break? We're going to come back, and I want to do some math problems with screens.
No.